Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
By now, you've heard the sad news out of the NYPD. The second police officer shot during an ambush at an apartment in Harlem Friday night has passed away. 1010 Winds newsman Roger Stern, following the ongoing investigation, joining us live now outside the 32nd with the very latest. Roger?
That's right, Larry. The flag, which is already flying at half-staff, there's another reason now for that flag to fly at half-staff. The death of 27-year-old police officer Wilbert Moore. He was a four-year veteran of the force. He was shot along with 22-year-old rookie Jason Rivera Friday night during an ambush, answering a domestic call just 350 yards down the road from their precinct. Both have been taken to Harlem Hospital. Officer Moore was transferred to NYU Langone, where he donated organs. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell tweeting out, "Wilbert is three times a hero for choosing a life of service, for sacrificing his life to protect others, for giving life even in death through organ donation." And PBA President Pat Lynch says, "Officer Moore will live on in the heart of every New York City police officer from this day on." A grim sense today on the block here on West 135th Street, where the precinct is located. John Williams owns a barbershop several doors down. He remembers seeing the two officers earlier on the day that they were shot, and now this news.
It's just terrible. Who wants to lose young kids? I don't even look at them as police officers. I look at them as human beings. And some humans lost their life because of an idiot.
That idiot was 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil, not my words, but his. He was the one who shot the two officers. He died yesterday from the gunshots he received from a third officer who fired back. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live in Harlem.
Meantime, one day after Mayor Adams announced an initiative aimed at curbing gun violence in the city, we've got another incident now involving guns, this time right inside an emergency room waiting area. This is at Jacoby Medical Center in the Bronx. Police looking for two suspects now after a man is shot in the arm while he waited. No word yet on his condition. The suspects hightailed it. Police are combing that area now. The hospital was immediately placed on lockdown as a precaution, although police believe this was an isolated incident. Attorney General Tish James has filed an intent to appeal now a state Supreme Court judge's ruling striking down the indoor mask mandate in New York. At the same time, the group that filed the suit challenging the mandate claiming victory.
To the governor, stand down. It's about the kids, Governor.
The message to the governor from Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. Parents who sued the governor, like Michael Dimitriou, say it's not just about his children who experienced anxiety and sensory issues from masks. He says he's gotten messages calling him a hero.
I am just a father who said enough is enough, and we have to protect our children at all costs.
And Blakeman says he's seen posts on social media of children celebrating, but in the end, he says it's not just about masks.
If a parent chooses to send their child to school with a mask, that's fine. That's within the sole province of a parent to decide what's best for their child. So we have no problem with that. We're not anti-mask. We're anti-mandate.
He believes the ruling will hold up. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Mineola.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.